The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God is near you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcome, go into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word evangelism? You know, for many of us, it brings to mind a knock on the door and an unwelcome visit by a certain sectarian group. You know, there's a terrible joke out there about two young sectarian missionaries who were going door to door. They knocked on the door of one woman who was not at all happy to see them. The woman told them in no uncertain terms that she didn't want to hear their message, and she slammed the door in their face. To her surprise, however, the door did not close, and in fact, it almost magically bounced back open. She tried again, really putting her back into it this time. She slammed it, but it had the same amazing results. The door bounced back open. Convinced that one of these young religious zealots was sticking their foot in the door, she reared back to give it a third slam. She felt that she would really teach them a lesson. But before she could act, one of them stopped her and politely said, "Ma'am, before you do that again, you really should move your cat." I told you it was a terrible joke. Now, while we don't want to be rude, we do resent the intrusion. And we wouldn't want to intrude on other people either. So let me reassure you at the beginning of this sermon, it's not intended to introduce a program of door-to-door evangelism. However, we are going to take a look at the model of evangelism that Jesus instructed the 72 to carry out. But before we even do that, we need to understand what evangelism really means. See, the word evangelism is a good word. It's a good New Testament word. You know, the New Testament was written in Greek, and the word for evangelism was euangelion. Euangelion means good news, or preaching good news. The idea is very simple. When you find something that brings you joy, you want to tell other people about it. That's what euangelion, evangelism, means in the New Testament. It means sharing joy. So in our gospel lesson today, Jesus sends out 72 disciples to spread the good news, to share the joy that the kingdom of God is near. A little earlier, he sent out the 12 apostles, but now he's widening his mission. By sending out such a large group, 72 people, he shows us that spreading good news, spreading the joy, is something that all Christians can do, not just preachers. And I want you to take special note at what Jesus tells these 72 disciples to do. First, he tells them, when you enter a house, to say, "Peace to this house." Then he tells them to respond to the people's hospitality by eating what's set before them. Then he tells them to heal the sick. And finally, he tells them to say, "The kingdom of God is near you." What a wonderful and simple model of evangelism. First, enter gently. Say peace to this house. Let them know that you come as a friend, as someone who respects them and comes in peace. Second, be gracious. You know, when people extend hospitality, accept it graciously. Eat and drink whatever they give you, which may not always be that easy. You guys know I hate vegetables, right? You know, several years ago, the World Council of Churches had given money to help the people of the Balkans, and they wanted to know if the money was doing any good. They sent John Mackey, the president of the Church of Scotland, and two other clergy to go check it out. One afternoon, the three of them visited an Orthodox priest in a small Greek village. The priest brought out a great treasure, a box of Cuban cigars, and he offered it to their guests. Dr. Mackey took one, bit the end of it off, lit it, and told the priest how good it was. The other two clergy were horrified. When offered a cigar, they said, "No thanks, we don't smoke." The priest realized that somehow he'd given offense, so he tried to recoup. He went to the other room and he returned with a bottle of wine. Dr. Mackey took a glass, sniffed it, sipped it and told the priest how good it was. The other two pulled back and said, "No thanks, we don't drink." Well, after they finished their meeting, the three men returned to their Jeep and they drove away. The two of them, they turned on Mackey and they asked, "Do you mean to tell us that you smoke and drink?" And Mackey, furious, said, "No, I don't. But somebody had to be a Christian in there." When people extend hospitality, accept it graciously. Eat and drink whatever they give you. Make a yummy sound. Third, do something to help. Jesus said to heal the sick. Now, maybe we can do that, maybe we can't. Few people have the gift of healing, but every one of us has some gifts. Maybe it's the gift of visiting a friend in a hospital. Maybe it's the gift of giving to a disaster relief fund. Maybe it's the gift of asking someone, "How are you?" in a way that lets them know that you really care. Maybe it's the gift of listening. So many people are broken, hurting, and empty today. They just need to know that someone cares. Fourth, and lastly, after you've done the first three steps, then and only then, say to them, "The kingdom of God is near you." You know, there's no record of Jesus ever walking up to someone out of the clear blue sky and saying, "Hi, I'm the Messiah." And then showing him that he cared for him. No. He showed that he cared for them first. Then he revealed himself to them. If we're going to be effective in reaching people, we're going to have to show people that we really care. There's a story about a pastor who had gathered a select group of workers to be lay ministers. And a young lay minister was complaining to the pastor about the people that he visited. He said, "I tried to tell this man about Jesus. I tried to tell him about the love that Jesus had for him. I tried to tell him that Jesus was interested in helping him to live a life of grace, to help him with the burdens that he was carrying. But the man said to me, 'I am a poor old man and must stagger under the load of firewood that I have so much trouble cutting every day. I can feel nothing of the love of God. I can feel nothing of God carrying for my burdens. I can feel nothing of his grace for me.'" The pastor turned to the young man and said, "My son, if you would have offered to carry his load of firewood for him, he would have believed in your words. Because he would have not only have heard about the love of God for him, but he would have seen an illustration of it in you." My friends, let us be serious about evangelism, about sharing our faith, about euangelion, sharing joy and preaching good news. But first, let us be serious about loving people. Once they know that we love them, they'll be more ready to hear that God loves them too. And we do this not for our own salvation. That's already been given to us. But we do this as a reflection of the love and grace that Jesus Christ gave to us and the joy that fills our hearts. Thanks be to God. Amen.